It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Today, I am so excited. We have a great special program in store for you. Today on Border Crossings, we will be focused on the greatest female artists of all time, according to Billboard. What a great, reliable source of music over the years. These artists, these 10 ladies this hour, they have contributed so significantly to the development and the popularization of music as female performers that they are in our spotlight today here on Border Crossing. So get ready for an hour of female fun. It's the greatest female artists of all time, and we'll start it off with a song from 1964. This is Barbra Streisand here on Border Crossings.
People who need people are the luckiest people in the world, where children needing other children. Special people, they're the luckiest people in the world, with one person, one very special person. Soul says you are half, now you're whole. No more hunger and thirst, but first be a person who needs people. A person who needs people, people who need people, are the luckiest people in the
What a great song from 1964. I love that song. That song is called People, and it comes from the film Funny Girl in 1964. Barbra Streisand turned 75 in April. She's one of the best-selling female artists of all time. She sold more than 145 million records around the world. She's traveled around the world, performed on stages around the world. A lot of people don't realize this, but Barbra Streisand has stage fright, which is why she hasn't toured more than she has over the years. During her career, 53 gold albums, 31 platinum albums, 14 multi-platinum albums, and that's all here in the United States alone. She got her start at 16, and the world knows Barbara Streisand for her acting and for her music. People who love and need people. I'm Larry London. Thank you for tuning in to today's special Border Crossings, the greatest female artists of all time. We're partnering with Billboard magazine because it's so difficult for us to pick just 10 ladies. There have been so many ladies over the years. So we've got the biggest 10 in Billboard. Mariah Carey's up next at number 2. Mariah and the Boys to Men spent a record 16 weeks at number 1 during 1995 and 1996 with the hit One Sweet Day, which remains the longest-running number 1 U.S. chart song in music history. It came close to being threatened by Bruno Mars' Uptown Funk that was number 1 for 14 weeks, but she still has that record. Here's Mariah Carey with Boys to Men, One Sweet Day, number 1 for 16 weeks. Back in the mid-90s, this is Border Crossings. Here you go, Mimi.
Yeah. Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
And that is Taylor Swift, Taylor Allison Swift. Her fans are known as Swifties, and that's called Shake It Off. Taylor became the youngest artist ever signed by Sony with her debut album in 2006 when she was only 14 years old. The album peaked at number 5 on Billboard, spent the most weeks on the chart in the 2000s, and Our Song made her the youngest person to single-handedly write and perform a number one song on the Hot Country chart. She made the transition to pop music several years ago with the album 1999, and that is Taylor Swift, Shake It Off, with her album 1989, and Taylor remains one of the most popular recording artists, songwriters today in contemporary music, and she has sold more than 40 million albums all around the world, 130 million singles. And so when she was just about 11 years old, her mom took her on a trip from Nashville to Los Angeles to visit all of the record labels there. And they also went to New York, and she was eventually signed. My name is Larry London. You've got Border Crossings, and we are looking at the greatest female artists of all time today, courtesy of our friends at Billboard. Coming up next, not only did she influence music, but she also influenced fashion. And all of her fans that came out to watch Madonna perform would like to dress up just like Madonna, whatever the look was, because she changed her look so many times throughout her career. And we're going to play a song by Madonna, who grew up near me in Pontiac, Michigan, but moved to New York City in 1977 to pursue a dance career with just $25 in her pocket at the time. And now she sold over 300 million albums and records, and she's recognized as the best-selling female recording artist of all time by Guinness World Records. Here is Madonna, Like a Prayer, on Border Crossings.
My name, it's like a little prayer. I'm down on my
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
You're listening to the greatest female artists of all time, our special here on Border Crossings Today. We consulted with our friends at Billboard magazine, and they told us who the top 10 was, in their opinion. With so many females making music to choose from, it was a difficult decision. We could only pick 10. Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On, coming in at number 5. And that song was from the film Titanic, which broke all kinds of box office records. The song won an Oscar for Celine Dion, and she was named after a song, Celine, sung by Hughes Affray, a French singer. And her mom and dad loved that song, so they decided to name her that. When she was 12, she worked with her mom and her brother to write her very first song, a song in French, because Celine didn't speak English for quite a number of years. In fact, when she first released English music, she didn't speak much English. She's won 5 Grammy Awards, including the Album and Record of the Year. She's the second best-selling female artist in the U.S. And that was Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. I'm Larry London. We've got Border Crossings on the radio for today. We're looking at the ladies. Janet Jackson recently in the news for her upcoming divorce from her husband of just a short amount of time. She became a mommy earlier this year at age 50, and now comes word that she is resuming her career. She's going to resume work on an album, and she's planning a tour. Janet Jackson, the youngest in the Jackson family, began her career with a variety TV show called The Jacksons in 1976, and she appeared in many other shows, including in the 1980s, Good Times and Fame. And so here is Janet Jackson, and That's the Way Love Goes, right here on Border Crossings.
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire, my love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes.
Like a man.
That's the way love goes.
That's the way love
That's the way love goes.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream in my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And a Jay-Z song was on. And a Jay-Z song was on. And a Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding in my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my club in my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letters. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the DJ drummed my favorite tune. And a Britney song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. Nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my hands up to play my song. We know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA.
Feel like I'm
And that's music from Miley Cyrus, the daughter of Billy Ray Cyrus and the sister of Noah Cyrus, who's got a hit out right now. Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA, certainly one of her biggest hit records. And she became famous on TV in 2006 for starring on the Disney TV show Hannah Montana, where she played two different characters. She played a famous singer and she played a girl who just wanted to be regular, wanted to be normal. And didn't want to be known as Hannah Montana all the time. She put out her debut album, Meet Miley Cyrus, in 2007, which went triple platinum. And her fourth album, Bangers, gave her third number one album in the U.S. and her fifth number one overall, if you include the Hannah Montana soundtrack. She was on tour quite a few times. I saw her myself in concert with the opening act, the Jonas Brothers. And Miley Cyrus, well, there's a rumor right now she's engaged to actor Liam Hemsworth. And she's earned many awards over the years. I'm Larry London. You are listening to Border Crossings with the greatest female artists of all time. That's our special for today. And up next, we've got a singer who started in London. a number of years ago, and she started with an album. At the time, it was a reflection of her age. She called it 19. She attended the Britt School for Performing Arts and Technology in 2006 and signed a recording contract shortly after she graduated. 2008 was the year she released her very first album. Then, of course, she put out 2011's big success story, 21, which recently broke a record for staying on the album charts for over 320-plus weeks, beating Tapestry, Carole King's former album, that held the record at 319 weeks. Here is Adele. She's only known by one name, and when you're Adele, that's all you need is one name. Her new album is called 25. It's still on the charts and earned her 4 Brit Awards and 5 Grammy Awards. She's on tour through the end of the summer. And this song goes back to her album 21. This is called Rolling in the Deep. Here is Adele, the greatest female artist of all time, here on Border Crossings.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. See you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out and I'll lay your fish bay. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch and it's bringing me out the dark. The sky.
Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
You can't have a show called The Greatest Female Artists of All Time and not include Britney Spears, who was called the Queen of Pop many, many times over the years. The song Baby One More Time was number one for 2 weeks in 1999. She released that song just a couple of days after her 17th birthday. Back in 1992, Britney Spears was in the Mickey Mouse Club on television alongside of Christina Aguilera and Justin Timberlake, who she went on to date for several years. She signed with Jive Records in 1997, and first and second studio albums, Baby One More Time and Oops, I Did It Again, became international success stories. And in 2009, Billboard ranked her as the eighth overall artist of the decade and the best-selling female artist of the 2000s. And Britney Spears has sold today over 22.5 million copies of her latest album, which is called Glory. She's already working on a new album. She will end her run at Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas December 31st. She's been there several years. Britney Spears, Baby One More Time. I'm Larry London, and coming up next on our greatest female artists of all time, we're at number 10. The hour's just sailed by, And coming up, it is a 51-year-old country superstar who was honored recently, Shania Twain, who started off at 13 when she was invited to perform on the CBC, Canadian Broadcast TV's Tommy Hunter Show. While attending high school, she went on and performed a song called Long Shot, and that one made it onto the charts. She released an album in 1995, The Woman in Me, which sold over 20 million copies and made Shania Twain a household name, earning her a Grammy. Her third album, Come On Over, became the best-selling album of all time by a female act in any genre, and the best-selling country album of all time, selling around 40 million copies. And here is the lovely Shania Twain to wrap us up today on Border Crossings, You're Still the One.
The long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Still, you're still the one I run.
Shania Twain, you're still the one. Yes, she is. And she did a few shows last year in Las Vegas, but there has been no official word about any plans for a tour. She is working on some new music right now. She's earned multiple Grammy Awards. Her latest album, which came out in 2002, was called Up. And over the years, she's received 5 Grammy Awards, 27 BMI Songwriter Awards. She's on Canada's Walk of Fame and the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She's in the Canadian Music Hall of Fame and the only female artist in history to have 3 consecutive albums go diamond. That is 10 million or more sold. And she's ranked as the 10th best-selling artist of all time. Well, thank you, our partner Billboard, for helping us come up with this very difficult list of the 10 best selling and greatest female artists of all time on today's show. I thank you for listening. Thank you, Vince Bonner, our director and producer for the program today. My name is Larry London, and we'll return with more Border Crossings in the near future. So make sure you tune us in at 1500 Universal. Border Crossings is heard exclusively on the VOA1 Music Network.